Hello, friends. Sagan here. Welcome back to Indie Author Weekly, where I share my behind-the-scenes journey of writing and self-publishing books. If you are new to this podcast, I am a productivity strategist for multi-passionate creatives at SaganMorrow.com. I help people manage their time and energy effectively through customized, actionable strategies that work for your unique life and business. When I'm not teaching about productivity to solopreneurs, I spend my time writing romance novels and occasionally business books. And that is what this podcast is all about, the adventures of the author life. Now, let's get into this episode of the Indie Author Weekly podcast. Today, I want to talk about going wide versus going deep as an indie author. What exactly does it mean to go wide or to go deep? Well, the concept is that going wide means that you are making your book available on multiple different platforms. For example, Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and so on. Going deep, on the other hand, means that you are focusing exclusively on one particular platform. For example, if you want to be part of Amazon's Kindle Unlimited program, you have to sign an exclusivity contract with them, which means that you can't provide your book for sale on any other platforms. There's a really great comprehensive breakdown of the pros and cons between the two options on the Creative Pen podcast, which I will link to in the show notes as well. To me, choosing between going deep and going wide with my polyamorous passions romantic comedy series really came down to two crucial factors. First and foremost, when our books are available on multiple platforms, we are making them more accessible to more people. And accessibility matters so, so much. It's why I offer complete written transcripts of each of these podcast episodes on the secret version of the podcast at SaganMorrow.com/secretpodcast, for example. And the problem is that if we limit our books to only being available on Amazon, then we are losing out on connecting with so many other readers who prefer a different platform and who would absolutely love to read our books. Now, I am a Kobo reader, so that means I never buy ebooks on Amazon. And personally, I find it really frustrating when I love an author and their latest book is only available on that one platform. It's also challenging when you want to support author friends, but they don't have their books available on the platforms that you use. Whenever I am choosing whether or not to do something in my business, I always like to take into account what I would want if I were the customer. This helps ensure that all of my business decisions always feel really good for my unique business. I strongly encourage you to tap into the same if you sometimes struggle with business decisions yourself. This is an important part of building a business that you love, which I talk a lot about in my Productivity Powerhouse e-course. And you can learn more about that at SaganMorrow.com/powerhouse. Okay, so the accessibility piece was a major factor in my decision to go wide rather than deep with my own books. The second factor in making that decision is that I really like having control. And it makes me feel a little nervous or uncomfortable to put all of my eggs in one basket. I'm multi-passionate, so that totally makes sense with the way that my brain works. I feel much better if I know I have a lot of options and more hands-on control. So if something goes wrong with a particular platform, it doesn't mean my entire author career depends on it, right? Instead, I still have other platforms I can sell my books from. I was thinking about this recently and how it would be nice to have even more control with book sales and make my books even more accessible to more readers. And what I realized is that I want to give readers an opportunity to read the full box set of my polyamorous passions romantic comedy series. And it was interesting because I got to thinking, what if someone starts reading a series, but then they decide to trade their Kindle for a Kobo e-reader, for example? Kindle uses Mobi files for ebooks, whereas Kobo uses EPUB files. So it seems unlikely that the reader would get the chance to keep their books by switching them to the new e-reader format. So that's a bit of an issue, right? And I really liked the idea of being able to get back in touch with my readers in the coming months when a new book in the series is published. So thinking about all of these different pieces, I realized that the absolute best way to do all of this was to create a virtual hub for my box set, where someone can purchase it just one time, and they will automatically get access to future ebooks in the series when they are published. I created this virtual box set on Teachable, which is what I use for all of my online courses. My box set includes the PDF, Mobi, and EPUB files for each book in the Polyamorous Passion series. Plus, everyone who buys the box set now will also get immediate access to future books published in the series without paying anything extra. And here's the even better part. I am including all future spin-off books from the Polyamorous Passion series in this virtual box set. I have at least 3 spin-off books in the works, so that means the virtual box set will include a minimum of 12 books in total, and you won't have to pay anything extra to access those extra books. Also, when you buy the box set at saganmorrow.com/books, I'll even be able to send you emails to alert you when a new book has been added, so you don't have to keep checking the box set to see if new books in the series are published and ready for you to read. I am really, really happy and excited to offer this to my readers. An added bonus is that the box set gives me a higher percentage of royalties than regular ebook store platforms. So basically, you are getting a bargain on the price of my books, and I am also earning more than if you purchased each book on the regular ebook store platforms. So we both benefit from this. It's super win-win. And the thing is, I wouldn't be able to offer this to you if it weren't for the fact that I chose to go wide rather than deep with my book sale platforms. In my case, going wide is 100% the way to go. You might decide it doesn't feel right for your own books, and that's okay. But I really love being able to provide you with as many different opportunities as possible so you can read my books in the way you love the most. And keep in mind, when you're trying to make this decision for your own books, you don't have to do every book the same way, right? You could choose to go wide with the majority of your books and then experiment with going deep for one book or something like that. So really do what feels good for you and pay attention to things if stuff shifts in your business and you realize that what used to work really well for you doesn't work anymore or vice versa. Now, again, you can grab the virtual box set of the Polyamorous Passions Romantic Comedy series, including all currently published works plus all future publications in the series, for a bargain price at saganmorrow.com/books. I can't wait for you to read them. Now, I would love to hear your thoughts on all of this. If you are an author, do you have a preference for going wide versus deep? Will you consider selling your books through your own platform, such as what I'm doing with the Polyamorous Passions box set? And as a reader, what is your preferred book purchasing platform? Connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at SaganLives to chat about it, and you can send me a message on either of those platforms if you have requests for future episode topics too. The more you tell me what you would like to see more of on this podcast, the better I can accommodate that. You can also submit your questions or topic ideas anonymously at saganmorrow.com/question. If you enjoyed this episode, please take 2 minutes to share this podcast on social media and rate it on Apple Podcasts. Anytime you share it or leave a rating or a review, it helps more listeners find the Indie Author Weekly podcast, so every bit counts. I really appreciate your support. By the way, you can access complete word-for-word transcripts of this episode and all past episodes, plus sample chapters of my books and a few other bonuses and goodies on the secret version of this podcast. Get access to all of that at SaganMorrow.com/secretpodcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the Indie Author Weekly podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.